if I don't love you.
Yeah, but I don't really care about people.
I'm tired of your shit.
I'm sick of your shit, asshole.
Make bass.
Fuck you, dude.
Fuck you.
Dude, check this shit out. She is fucking gorgeous.
Oh, dear God.
Go ahead. Test. Syllabus.
1, 2, 4, 5, 10.
Welcome, boys and girls, to the very first episode of Oh Dear God, coming at you live from Oh Dear God Studios, a.k.a. Dan's apartment. I'm Mike Toms.
And I'm Dan Warren.
So what's been going on, buddy?
Not yet, dude. You know me.
Working and then that's it.
That's pretty much my life, you know.
Yeah, I'm the same way, man. It's either I got my kids or I'm at work or I'm at work and I got my kids. There's no day off. Today's the first day in a while.
Well, you know, I got my randoms.
Yeah. I forgot about that. The little black
book.
So, at
work. They're working. I'm either at the gym or, yeah.
Hit up the random bars,
you know.
Exactly. So, what have you been up to? Besides working and hitting up
Just fucking
bars.
Ask me that question, asshole.
Well, you didn't elaborate on anything. Tell me about the gym. What do you do in the gym?
I
really don't care. So I got a story to tell you.
Oh, all right.
Okay, so Friday night, I went out with a couple buddies from work, and we were all sitting there just having a good time. Well, before I tell that story, I'll kind of go back and tell another story that'll kind of make sense for this one. In March, the end of March, it was our birthday. Dan's birthday is a couple of days before mine.
Shit.
But we celebrated the same weekend. Well, we went out to Woody's in downtown Tulsa, and Dan was, oh dear God, drunk.
Yes, I was.
Was fucking hammered. He was out there, like, by the end of the night.
Apparently I was pole dancing is all I was told. I don't know.
He was pole dancing until his song came on, which I don't remember what it was.
Oh, man. Rich.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Sorry.
So, as we're leaving.
Not racist.
As we're leaving, there's this dude that comes up to us. And he's like, oh, look at this motherfucker right here, talking about Dan. And Dan's like, fuck you, guy. He's like, no, man, your outfit. That's what's up, man. Like, just going off about how
something
cool it was.
North side or something like that, wasn't
and
it?
And he's like, that's how we dress on the north side or something. So, Dan was like, oh, hell yeah, what up?
North side!
Yeah, so they take a picture and we keep walking. And this dude comes out of another bar and he was wearing a pink shirt. And Dan, out of nowhere, goes, fuck you, pink shirt. Just to try and start some shit.
I don't remember any of this. It's all speculation.
And then it took us an hour to get home because Dan kept throwing up on the way home. So that's the pre-story. So the actual story is me and some friends from work go to the warehouse on Brookside. Cha-ching. And, and anyways, so we're sitting there and they got a jukebox in there. Dan knows I love the jukebox. I'll take $100 into the bar and $80 would go to the jukebox. Just because I don't like to listen to other people's shitty music. So I go up there. They're playing like country, which I have nothing against country. I just don't like it. So I'm like, I'm going to go piss some people off. Go up there and play a little bit of hardcore music. Playing stuff from the new Punk Goes Pop album. You know, Boyfriend by Issues.
Shout out, by the way.
Yeah. Boyfriend by Issues and the payphone song. And everybody's like looking at me because I'm the only one that's jamming to it, and everyone else is like, what the hell is this shit, you know? So, someone goes up and puts, like, $15 worth of Drake in it, which I have nothing.
$15 worth of Drake. That's a lot of Drake.
Nothing. I like Drake, don't get me wrong, but not $15. That's, like, 10 songs. I don't want to listen to the whole Drake album. That makes me think
of Chris D'Elia. I'm crying in my shower.
Exactly.
Anyway.
So ahead. I'm like, you know what? I'm tired of this shit already. So I go in and I put in like $6 or $7, more hardcore music. And my buddy goes, I really want to piss somebody off, some people off. So he goes up there and he comes back and I'm like, what'd you play? He's like, you'll see. So next thing I know, the song comes on. And it's Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
Oh, dear and, God, dude.
And everybody is loving it. The entire bar is singing, and I will always... Everybody, except for one dude.
Wait, do that one more time.
And I will always... The entire bar.
The entire bar.
Everybody. There's girls, like, grinding on poles and singing to each other. And there's this one dude, he was standing there wearing a pink shirt, and he's like, this fucking sucks, fuck Whitney Houston, just going off, like, pretending like he's shooting himself in the head, and he's hammered. So he goes up and puts in, as soon as that song is over, and starts playing Weezer.
Oh,
which, again, nothing against Weezer. I like him, but you don't play
Weezer.
You don't play Weezer at a bar, especially the sweater song. And my buddy goes, fuck you, pink shirt. And I just lost it. I was like, where's Dan right now?
Dude, that's awesome. I would die. That would have been...
I was loving every second of it.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck you, pink shirt.
And I just...
I honestly just wish that I could remember any of that night. Like, because I think... Yeah, honestly, there's barely... I mean, I guess that's how you're supposed to spend your birthday, is just... fun, but apparently I had fun.
I don't know, the car ride home,
and after we got home, apparently I was not too happy about things from what I heard, but hey, you know.
You were blackout drunk.
I was, because I have no recollection. After that shot that Joey gave me, whatever it was, I don't even remember, some type of something clear liquid.
What was it,
Was it clear? It was like 751 or something like that. Maybe. I don't know. There was a number in it. But
I don't remember.
There was a number in it.
He tried giving me that shot, too, and I was like, oh, yeah, thanks, and dumped it in someone's whiskey.
I remember that. I do remember that.
That's the last thing I remember.
And apparently, I was told there was at least 7 shots after that fact. And, I don't remember much.
It was a good time. For the most part, it was a good time. That whole weekend was pretty good.
It was, except for the. I was so dehydrated though from so much alcohol consumption from those 2 days. That Friday and then the next Saturday. I was so dehydrated, like my fucking feet were swollen, dude.
Your liver's just screaming at you, "Fuck you, asshole!"
It probably was, man. I have no idea. I have no recollection. All I know is I woke up and was like, ugh. By the time Sunday got there, I didn't want to do anything but just, I don't know. I was like a zombie.
I think I slept until about 3 o'clock and just laid in bed. I don't even think I got out of bed that day.
I don't remember.
But I'm very excited for next year's already.
It's coming up, man.
No, 9 months away, it's not coming up.
We're gonna pregame
all the way up until from now up pre-game, until next pre-game, March. Pre-game. We're gonna pregame, all right. I'm good with that.
Duh. Come on.
As we're sitting here doing this, we got the Expendables 2 playing in the background.
The best part of Expendables, Chuck Norris. He's, heard you got bit by a cobra. Yeah. And after 5 agonizing days, cobra died.
No, the best part of the movie is when it's Liam Hemsworth, right? That's in this one?
Yeah. Miley Cyrus's ex.
Yeah. Liam Hemsworth, he gets captured because he's a fucking moron. And then Jean-Claude Van Damme takes his knife and kicks it right into his heart. And everybody's like, no, and runs up to him and he looks up at him and he's like,
I'm dying.
And Sylvester Stallone's like, no, you better not. And then the next thing he sees, like, horrible writing. Way to go, Sly.
This is the sign of the goat.
He sounds like
Jean Claude. This is the sign of the goat, the pit of the devil. Have a sexy time with my mother-in-law. Borat meets Sylvester Stallone in The Expendables.
Dude. Okay, we need to go see Pacific Rim next weekend.
Yes. All right, like, surprisingly, did you read it? It got blown out by Grown Ups 2.
See, and I thought it...
No. It got blown out by Grown Ups 2 and Despicable Me Part 2.
Well, Despicable Me 2, yeah, because that movie's...
But Grown Ups even beat it. That's... I think it made, like, $30 million, and it was, like, 185... some odd million, either million or billion dollar
movie. It was a movie. Billion.
185 million then. I know, okay. It was 185 something. But
if it did 30 million the first weekend...
They're expecting it to drop too.
Really?
Yeah.
It had such high hopes for that movie. Charlie Hunnam from Sons of Anarchy's in it. So's Ron Perlman from Sons of Anarchy. It's got the black guy from every movie.
From every movie?
What's his name? He's in Prometheus and
Thor.
We'll just call him the black guy from that movie. Not Sam Jackson.
No. The black guy from that movie. Oh, shit. What is his name?
I don't know. I'll look it up.
No, it's,
I'll look it up. You tell a story.
I don't have any stories. I'm not that cool.
Tell the caravan story.
Oh, no. Dear God. That was a setup or something. You planned that shit.
I didn't plan nothing. How did I plan that?
Why did we go to the caravan? Because of you. I was happy sitting at the warehouse with my 350 pitchers.
Well, the only reason why we went out there is because we got invited out there.
Yeah?
Idris Elba.
Right? Oh, yeah. Idris Elba, yeah.
But the only reason why we went out there is because we got invited out there.
It was a setup. I think you planned it.
I may not have. I didn't plan
dude,
it.
Dude, that bitch was crazy. I don't care. She was fucking nuts.
Do you have any coffee? No, but I can...
Go next door and make you some.
She had coffee, but no coffee pot.
Apparently, man. All right, so, since he brought it up. Okay. He drags me out to this bar, this country thing, and... I'm not a country person. Not at all. I don't look like... I'll listen to it every once in a while before Mike calls me out. I will jam it every once in a while. Okay? But...
Okay, first of all, every once in a while, when you have a mix CD that you made, and it's all, like, straight up hip-hop... And
it has
the
Nelly
last,
on the end. No, it has
and
Nelly.
And the last song
that doesn't count.
Is that... I don't even know what song it is.
It's Cruise by Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah. I don't care if it has...
It has Nelly in it.
Nelly doesn't belong...
He did.
...in a country song.
Hey, you should appreciate Nelly, because he wrote a song for Jordans. And I know you like your Jordans.
I do like my Jordans.
Oh, no, he done stepped on my J's. It's a terrible song, but it's funny.
I haven't heard it.
Never heard that song. Look it up. Anyway, before I was rudely interrupted about my country shit, why don't you throw all my dirty laundry out there, right away, okay? Well, no.
I was about to say, we keep
the dirty laundry in the closet, okay? Keep that in the closet. Okay, so anyway, drags me out to a country bar, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm trying to get drunk, you know, because, you know, shit happens, and I don't like to remember it, so I was trying to get drunk. So, we're at the warehouse, and I'm a couple pitchers in. I'm starting to feel tipsy, and Mike decides to... He gets an invite, and he's like, hey, let's go to the caravan. I'm like, alright. So, we drive all the way over to the caravan, and we get there, and he goes, I want to leave. Instantly. Wanted to leave.
Not instantly. I hadn't had a beer.
I don't even... No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, you bought one. Oh, yeah. You bought one beer.
Yeah.
One.
I told you I didn't want to stay long in the first place.
Yeah, okay, but anyway, he still was like, I want to leave. Okay, so.
I wanted to go back to the warehouse. It was more fun there.
Then why the fuck didn't you say that? I would have went to the warehouse like that, but you just said, I want to go home.
Did I?
Yeah, you left and went home. I would have went to the warehouse.
Yeah, that's true. I did go home.
I like the warehouse better than freaking Caravan anyway. But anyway. So, we're there. Mike's like, I want to go home. I'm like, I want a drink. So I was like, well, let me get one more beer. So he's like, I'm an asshole. Okay, go for it. So I go buy another beer. I'm like, you kind of are. When you want to go home, you want to go home. You turn into an asshole.
Yeah.
So.
You should be, hey, next time eat a Snickers.
Next time. You're not yourself when you're hungry. Or tired. Go take a nap and then eat a Snickers. So I go get one more beer. I come back and then I drink the beer because he's like, hurry up. And I'm like, so I drank the beer fairly quickly. And then we're like, all right, guys, we're going to leave. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, you're going to leave. Yeah, we're going to leave. Nah, 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 nah. As we're leaving, a chick, she was cute. She was pretty cute. I mean,
yeah.
She was cute. She was cute, but when you're drunk, she was like hot. You know what I mean? Like, it's that kind of,
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
she's
I can
like,
see that.
It's not like a, oh, she's hot when you're sober, but it's a, okay. Yeah. She, you know. I would do.
Maybe if I was drunk.
But if I was, how many? It's like one of those things where you look at a girl and you go, how many shots? Probably about four. Yeah. She was about a four shotter, okay?
Exactly.
So,
Which
is pretty good. Yeah. But, you know, that's not bad. Because at four shots, depending on what it is, you're still kind of coherent. You'll remember. You'll definitely remember it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she comes up as I'm like saying goodbye to everyone. And she goes, hey, you want to dance? And I was like, oh, well. We're about to leave, which I was praying to God Mike would be like, yeah, we're leaving. Because I hate dancing. I can't dance for shit. I am the whitest white boy when it comes to... I cannot...
Except when you're drunk on your birthday and you'll dance on a stripper pole.
That's because I won't remember it. This is somewhat sober still. I mean, I'm still coherent at this point. You know? So, I can't two-step. They're fucking trying to two-step to the country music. Luckily, they changed it to some hip-hop and I can just stand there and let her shake her ass. Which works every time. You know, it's perfectly easy. So, she's like, want to dance? I'm like, oh, we have to leave. And I look at Mike, and of course, he goes, all right, I'll wait. I was like, thinking to myself, damn it. And then I was like, all right. I told her, I was like, I don't know how to dance. And she's like, I'll show you. Of course. So, we're dancing, and she's trying to show me. And
I'm watching from the side, and he looks two left like foot, an man. Idiot.
Oh, I look like an idiot. I can only imagine. First off, like I said, I was tipsy, so I was getting there. I was drunk enough to freaking have the balls to go out there on the floor anyway. Yeah. If I wasn't drunk, I would have been like, hell no. So, she's trying to teach me how to freaking dance. Like I said, can't do it. Finally, they play some hip-hop, and I let her drop it down. You know, nope.
Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it low. Drop it low. Yes. Anyway. Why the hell do we keep randomly singing shit?
Because that's who we are, Dan.
We are. Okay, so she's dropping.
The youth of the nation.
Fuck you, guy. I'm trying to talk. I'm trying to tell. I let you
Fuck
tell
you, guy.
I let you tell your story. So we get it going, right? You know, she's dropping it like it's hot. And then we come back over, and I'm like, all right. Well, we get Mike's at this point. He's starting to get his little pissy asshole attitude. Of course, he's like, we need to go. And then she goes, oh, you can stay. I'll take you home. And me, in my state of mind, was not processing. Was like, oh, she'll take me home. Like thinking, you know, from the caravan to my apartment. Cool. She will take me home. That's not that far. It's like a 10-minute drive. I'm good to go. All right. I can do this. I can grab a couple more beers. She ended up buying me a shot, so I was like,
oh,
yeah.
Hey, then it worked out
See,
for you.
She bought me a shot. I've gotten pretty drunk by the end. But anyway, so I, like I said, didn't process it. I was like, okay, she'll take me home. You can go. I said, are you sure? I looked at her. Hey, are you really going to take me home? Yeah, I'll take you home. It's like, awesome. All right. Yeah, I'll go with her. I'll buy a couple more drinks. Chill. All right. So we're there a little bit longer, and everyone I know starts to leave. And as we're sitting there, like, I get crazy vibes off this bitch, dude. Like, crazy vibes. Like, I'm like, oh, God. And especially, then one of the friends that's with the friend that we know goes, be careful. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, just be careful. So I start texting Mike. I'm like, dude, what the hell is going on? I was like, I'm getting scared.
Before I left, I didn't tell you this until the next day, I think. she, before I, while you guys were out dancing, she goes, you see that group of girls over there with her? And I was like, yeah. She's like, they're all bisexual. Your buddy just scored. And I was like, I'm going to text Dan that. So I texted him. And then later on, she goes, he needs to be careful. She's got a couple of kids. And he, I was like, I'm not telling him that part. I'll let him figure that out on his own.
Oh, man, dude. Anyway, so she, and by the way, okay, before the shot, before me having a couple more beers, she also was drinking, taking shots, blah, blah, blah. But before that, when she asked me to dance, she was drunk. She was already drunk as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially okay. to ask someone like you who looks like you out to dance, knowing that you don't dance to country.
Oh, okay. What are you trying to say? Looks like me, asshole?
No, like...
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying.
I know. Anyway. Calling me out. Anyway, like I said, me not processing is not realizing that she is 10 times drunker than I am. But she's going to take me home. Said, we continue to drink. She buys shots. We're drinking. We're hanging out. Just sitting at the table. I'm starting to get drunk. Then, as I said, get crazy vibes. I'm getting weird crazy vibes. The whole bisexual vibe. She's trying to take this other girl home. And the other girl's trying to take her home. I'm like, oh, what the hell did I get myself into?
Oh, dear God
is right. So I'm texting, and I'm like, dude, what did I get myself into? I'm having bad thoughts. Mike's like, are you okay? And I'm like, I don't know yet. I might die. So anyway.
And he's texting me like every 5 minutes. And I'm like, dude, do you need me to come get you? I don't know. I don't know yet. What's going on? I don't know. I'm like...
Because I didn't know! And I was, like, kind of drunk, so I was kind of enjoying it. I was like, I don't know. Okay, but shut up. So, anyway, we leave the bar, right? And we walk out of the caravan, and she's like, I gotta find my car. And I'm like, okay, you know, car, she drives a car, whatever. We walk up, she hits this little beeper. Beep, beep! Frickin' Camaro. Sitting there. And I'm like, oh, God, this chick is drunk. Sorry, random snap. My dog's licking and doing crazy shit over there. Anyway, so she hits the beeper, right? Camaro. I'm like thinking to myself, oh, shit, this bitch is drunk and about to get in this Camaro. I'm like, maybe she's all right. She keeps telling me, I'm not that drunk. Gets in the Camaro, fires it up. Of course, it's not a normal Camaro. It's the V8.
Yeah.
It's the V8.
Yeah.
Okay. Gets in it. Puts it in, you know.
What year was it?
It's a newer one. I don't know, at least 2010.
Really?
It was the newer body style. Anyway. Starts the bitch. Starts revving the engine. And at that point, I get scared. Okay. I got really nervous at that point. I'm like, okay, she's drunk. She's already revving the engine.
Hey. You don't get the DUI, so you're good.
But I could die still.
Yeah. We'll have a nice memorial service for you.
Oh, gee, thanks. So, anyway, she's like, all right, you ready? I'm like, yeah. I was like, you know where I live? She's like, oh, no, we're going to get on the highway. Okay.
Why? I live 4 miles that way?
Gets on the highway, and all of a sudden she's like, she was driving that car.
Yeah.
I mean, she's doing 90 down the highway at least. And
driving it
we
like
start going down 169. Passing Tulsa. Signs for Owosso. I'm just sitting there like, oh shit. Where are we going? Pass Owosso. Go out to freaking middle of nowhere. I have no idea where I'm at this point. Like, it's just dark, country, crazy. And then we pull into a trailer park. a trailer park, not like a random trailer on some land or anything, you know. No, a straight up like trailer, ghetto trailer park. She pulls the car up into the freaking thing next to the trailer. Get out, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, whatever. It's a trailer. I don't judge. I'm not gonna judge. You know, it's not like I'm rich or anything. You know, so we get in the trailer and looking around, okay, you know, big old TV fan. I mean, it's set up pretty nice. It's like, okay, it's a nice trailer. Then she goes, oh, shit, I need to get my kid. Mind you, at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning at least, I need to get my kid. I'm like, okay. Well, I was like, well, I'm gonna go outside and smoke then. So I go out there on the porch, and she comes walking out after me, doesn't get in the car, does not get in the car, walks behind, walks down probably like two trailers.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, down two trailers. It, at least. I mean, maybe more, or maybe
why
less.
Why don't she just have the kids stay there? It's already 3 o'clock in the morning.
The kid's like 2.
So?
Oh, I don't fucking know why she wouldn't pick it up. Anyway, she comes walking back, holding this kid in her arms from 2 trailers down. She goes, oh yeah, my baby's daddy just lives right over there. I'm like...
That's awkward.
All right. Okay. Sounds good. Brings kid in, you know, puts on some music, puts the kid to bed, starts playing random Jay-Z and rap music, and it's like, okay, whatever, you know, I can dig this, whatever. Alright, anyway, blah, 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 morning. I'm like, shit, I still don't know where I'm at, okay? I have no clue. No clue at all. And so I'm like, hey, you know, and she's like, well, I don't really have anything for breakfast. I was like, that's all right. I'm not that hungry anyway, you know, whatever. And she's like, and I was like, do you have any coffee? I was like, I could really use some coffee. You know, I need to get my head on straight. I'm still kind of, you know, just kind of what the hell type. And she's like, oh, well, I can't, I have to go next door to make it. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, I don't have a coffee pot. My ex stole it. So I have to go next door to make coffee.
Like to his house?
Probably, because he stole the coffee pot, so he's got it. So she's just going to run over there real quick and make some coffee.
Like, hey, sorry, I'm going to make some coffee for some dude that I just...
Yeah, yeah. So luckily, though, you call. You're like, hey, where are you? I was like, I have no idea. All right, well, I'm coming to get you, so text me the address. So I scour this apartment while she's like, I don't know what the hell she was doing. I scour this apartment and luckily find, like, a bill or a random piece of mail, I don't know, with an address on it. Text you the address, and I'm like, oh, no worries, my friend's gonna come get me. She's like, oh, okay. And yeah, that's pretty much the story.
Yeah. When I pulled up to get you, it was, like, awkward. He was standing outside, and, yeah. Like, as soon as he gets in the car, the chick comes out with the kid and like, getting ready to leave, and I'm like... Awkward.
Yeah, awkward is right. I was scared as hell. I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah. At least you could, you know, look back on that one day and tell your kids that story.
I will never tell my kid that story.
And it's documented now, so.
I guess they'll just go download to the podcast and be like, Dad. Shit.
They'll be like, what the hell is a podcast?
Yeah, we don't get podcasts anymore. It's all over the cloud.
Yeah. I don't know what this cloud is you speak of.
what are you talking about? Hell, at my rate, though, if I ever have kids, I won't ever have a kid of my own, damn it. I can't get past the engagement part.
Yeah, you've had some bad luck in that department.
I know. But I get one more try. Baseball rules. Yeah, I get one more try. 3 strikes. I've had 2, so I get one more strike.
So what you're saying is, if this one, after the next, if the third one, if you get engaged and it doesn't work out, are you going gay then?
Hell no, I'm not going to go gay. I'll just be that 50-year-old man in the bar hitting on 20-year-old girls. I'll have to make millions, but still.
Nah. Yeah. Yeah, you would.
Oh.
So I'm looking at your movies over here.
Stop it.
I can't help it. You've got like 900 of them. And I see Green Lantern.
Oh, fuck.
Do you know they're doing a Justice League movie?
It's rumored. If they ever do it.
Like, I've been reading up on it. And of course, I don't remember anything. But they're gonna do a Justice League actual movie. They're actually supposed to start it a couple years ago, I think. And they were going to have Armie Hammer as Superman. Which I'm glad they didn't, because... Henry Cavill is just amazing as Kal-El. So I'm glad they didn't do that.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, Green Lantern's going to have to be in it. Like, which Green Lantern would you want? Would you want Jon Stewart, the new Black Green Lantern? Or do you want...
They're gonna continue Ryan Reynolds.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's, or at least it's already, like, supposed or whatever.
He did a horrible job, I think, with that. My own personal opinion. But I'd like to see the Jon Stewart version. I think it would be good. They would have to have it'd have to take place in like the Nolanverse for sure, though.
I don't know what he's gonna if Chris. I mean, it's rumored that he's gonna be part of it, but whatever.
I mean, he's already done Batman series, and he's producing the Man of Steel series. So he's gonna have to continue to do it.
Hopefully. He does all right, but it's like I read this thing like they're talking about because they're trying to make a more, you know, they've made all the superheroes like more like aggressive and modern, like some people aren't liking it because what? Like well like you know in Man of Steel when he well
spoiler
alert. spoiler alert when he kills the dude at the end by yeah. breaking his neck, like they're talking about, you know, like cuz Superman never killed anybody.
So it was either he had no choice though.
I know, but Superman never killed anybody. Like this is the same with Batman. Batman doesn't kill people, but he killed people in the Dark Knight.
Who did he kill?
Bane, didn't he?
No, that was Catwoman. She came riding in on the old Batbot and blew him away.
I could have swore he killed someone.
No.
Oh,
well. The only person I could think of him possibly, I can't remember, was Joker. Because he was, Joker no, got away. Joker got away. Maybe, Two-Face? Did he kill Two-Face?
Yeah, because he threw him off the roof. But he fell too.
What about Ra's al Ghul? How did he die?
It's the train. He killed him. Yeah. Strapped him to the thing.
Fucking murder.
See? He's killed like four people.
See, but in today's day and age, you have to kill people. You have to kill you have one. To... you have to kill people.
Today's day and age, you have to kill people.
Yes, you have to kill people to survive. So, you have to. Like, I think they did perfect with Man of Steel. I don't see it going any other way. Like, he has to get to that point where he's killed someone to, like, say, I will never do that again. Like, and that kind of be the turning point for how he's going to continue on. Like, I'll never put myself in that situation again. You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
Because if he didn't kill
him... How did we get on this? Why are we talking about Superman all of a sudden? We go from fucking bar stories and my terrible relationship status.
This is how we talk. But if he didn't kill him, Zod would have killed that family. So he had to kill him.
Yeah, well, I feel like I have to kill you sometimes, but you don't see me snapping your neck.
Well, I'm not putting anyone else's life in danger. Most of the time.
Most of the time. Well, I don't even know if I'd go most of the time. I'm just kidding. She's crazy, but I got a good pump. Another Expendables reference. Sorry. It's just on TV.
Maybe we should turn this off so we could focus. I don't know.
I like it. It's fun.
But... I don't know. I'm just... With the way we are, like, it's good to be a comic book nerd.
A comic book nerd? Why the way we are? What does that mean?
Because, like let's say 10 years ago, if we were like, oh, Avengers this, Batman this, people would be like, look at this fucking loser. Like, he's wearing a Batman shirt. What? You know,
I guess it's come back in style.
I see people all the time wearing a Captain America
shirt. But at the same time, Avengers. I don't know that I like it. Because I liked being the nerd. I like being the standout kind of guy. I like to stand out.
I know you do.
It makes shit easier.
Yeah.
No, it does. Look at how easy, like, a caravan, I got hit on, like, what, 5 times? Come on now. Just because I stuck out like a sore thumb.
I stuck out like a sore thumb. How many times did I get hit on?
Yeah, but I'm cooler than you.
I know. I'm so jealous of your life, dude.
Of my life?
Yeah.
Why? My life is bullshit.
Because you've been engaged twice.
You've been married.
I know, but you've been engaged. You haven't made that step.
You actually got married, and you have 2 kids.
Yeah.
I've never even got the opportunity. I've been like...
You've never had the opportunity to have kids. It's easy.
Well, not that. I'm talking about married. Married, okay? I got engaged twice. And both times, bitches be crazy. Okay? Come on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bitches be crazy. And I didn't get to that point, at least. Like, I don't know. Fuck. I would just like to at least make it to the wedding, you know?
If next time, actually stand at the altar, be like, if she doesn't show up,
I'll be like, hey, I was here.
At least I got to this point this time.
I made it to the altar. I made it to the altar.
Yeah.
Because, hell, I got like a collection of freaking engagement rings.
They're just stacking up.
Might as well. Yeah.
Like, okay, this was the first one.
Like no, it's that way if I get engaged again, I can be like, hey, I know this is kind of weird, but I want to give you a choice. You can pick this one, maybe that one. Oh, I got that one over there. Or I can go buy a new one.
The way you can do it is, hey, if you ever do have kids and they're boys, be like, hey, son, why don't you use this ring here? Like, it kind of like a family heirloom.
But they're like bad luck, though. They're like bad luck family heirlooms. Yeah. Be like, look, I'll give you this one, but if this one, you got to watch this one. Yeah. This one, this bitch, she may be like, sorry, dude, I love somebody else the whole damn time. Sorry, dude. I've been in love with someone else the whole damn time. So, you're kind of SOL. So, be careful with this ring. Make sure there's nobody else.
Yeah, and make sure you don't move in with her. Because it could screw you over.
Make sure that when...
Until at least after the wedding.
Until after the wedding. Yeah, because then you get rid of all your furniture. You get rid of everything. And then you get, you know, kicked out. And you have to go and spend all your savings to buy new shit. And you're like, oh, well, now I'm broke. And single. Yeah! It's the life of the party right here.
I had plans for that money.
I did. Tattoos. Actually, the plan was to go to Michigan, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
fucking crazy bitches, man. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
That's Dan's. That was all Dan. That was not me. I do not believe bitches ain't nothing but hoes and tricks. I think they are lovely, beautiful creatures.
Uh-huh. And bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
Yeah, you got a point.
Yeah, I just coughed, but you know what? Like I said, bitch.
Alright, so now it's time for us to start wrapping up this episode of Oh Dear God.
We end with bitches ain't shit.
I know.
That's how we do it.
Well, I didn't end with that. You ended with that.
It's a true statement. If they put it in a rap song, it's gotta be true.
I guess. They're geniuses.
They are.
Over there.
You know.
But I figured...
Put a fat rabbit on a crap bag.
I figured that in order for you guys to get to know us a little better, I'm going to steal something here from the Inside the Actor Studios. It's 10 questions that I'm going to be asking Dan today.
Oh, dear God.
And then maybe next time, if we have time, we'll get to me. And we'll just so you guys can get to know us a little bit. So, Dan, are you ready?
I was born ready, boy.
Danny, are you ready?
Whoa. You should not call me Danny.
Danny boy. All right. All right. Are you ready for this?
Shoot. Okay.
What is your favorite word?
My favorite word? Just like one word.
You're just your favorite word.
That's a tough question, dude. I don't know my favorite word. Like, maybe I say... Like, something I say a lot, or just my favorite word to say?
Like, just something that whenever you hear it, you're like, oh, that's my favorite word.
I don't think of words that way. Shit, I don't know. Maybe.
That's three words.
Shit, I don't know.
No, that's four words. I can't do math.
Can't do math. That's favorite word. Probably like, dude. I mean, I say dude all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like a good classic word that's stuck through
years. I mean, everybody says dude. Even chicks say dude.
Well, it's dude is such an awesome word because it fits every scenario.
So like, the word fuck, but...
that's my favorite word. But, like, you'd be like, dude, and you know something's wrong.
Yeah.
Or, dude, guess what? You're excited about something. So, I could see that.
Yeah.
See, I mean, and I, do you
dude,
say,
I think we... I do say dude a lot.
I mean, dude, I
everybody says dude. Hey, but I'm not the only one. Everybody says dude.
Yeah. Okay. Second question.
Okay.
What is your least favorite word?
Work. Work. If I could, dude, I'd be lazy for the rest of my life. Lay on the damn couch.
That would be very fun.
I know. And like that word, when someone's like, oh, I gotta work, it's just like a letdown all the time.
It sends like a chill down your spine work. Almost.
And you're just like, ugh. And like, and you can also use it as a description. You know, oh, how's the people like, how's work going today? Yeah, it's work.
Yeah, that's true. And it's like, I don't want to do that. All right, moving on here. Question number 3. What turns you on? What gets Dan's gears going?
Well, I don't know. That's personal question, sir.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking these questions.
I like a little bit of the tickle behind the ear thing, you know? Like, a cute girl, hot girl, you know, like, nibbling on the ear.
Oh, yeah.
That would definitely be the, whoa, you got a stopper, or, all right, it's going down, you like, know?
All right, you need to start unbuckling this.
It's like, all right, so you just did that, so either you need to leave now, so I can, you know, because if you ain't planning to finish that shit, don't do that. But anyway, so yeah, that would be.
That's a good one. I like that. Okay, number 4. What turns you off?
Turns me off?
Yeah.
Crazy bitches.
So every relationship you've ever had turns you off?
No, yeah.
All right. Question number 5. What sound do you love?
What sound do I love?
Yeah. Like just hearing it, you're just like, ugh, I love that.
Rain.
Rain?
Dude, because that shit will put me to sleep every single time. I'm out like a baby. I will miss alarms. I won't hear phones ringing. Someone could be dying next to me. And if it's raining and I'm asleep, I'm done. Sorry.
Like I'm the same way when I'm at work and I hear it start raining. I'm just like, I love that, and I just want to go home and sleep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Question number 6. What sound do you hate?
You're the most annoying sound in the world. what sound do I hate? Like babies crying.
Yeah. You can't ever have kids then.
I mean, you hate... Come on, you have kids, and I know you hate the sound of babies crying.
Oh, yeah.
Especially since you have kids, babies.
Especially when you're at the movie theater, and they bring their kid.
Ouch. It fucking hit my head.
Yeah.
Babies crying.
That is not a very good...
No, that is a terrible sound. Especially when they get to that... Yeah. Yeah. Phase where it's not even like a cry, it's more of a scream.
Yeah.
Holy crap. And so shut the kid up, man.
I will attest to this. When it's your own kid, it doesn't bother you as much. You're just like, all right.
It's okay. Like, calm down.
Yeah.
But
it can get stressful, though.
I'm sure. Serious note, crying makes you stressful.
Yeah. All right. Number 7. What is your favorite curse word?
Favorite curse word?
Yeah.
Drunk or sober?
Let's do both.
Well, we both know that when I'm drunk, pretty much the only word that comes out of my mouth is fuck, so... Yeah,
that's true.
And sober... I don't know, I say shit a lot.
Yeah.
So, I guess fucking shit. Fuck shit. Fucking shit.
You know what? Fuck shit. All right.
Either that or bitch. One or the other. Depends. Yeah,
you say bitch a lot. I will probably have to go with bitch. is probably your favorite
it's
word.
It's terrible.
I'm going to answer these next couple of questions
That's
for you.
That's terrible. I do say bitch a lot, especially when I'm talking about...
Or if you're talking to me, like, shut up, bitch, and I'm just like, yes, sir. All right, next one. What profession other than yours would you like to attempt?
Like, for real, or, like, just...
Like if you had the opportunity to do any job, like, what is your, like,
dream My job? Absolute dream job would to work in the movie industry. Not as an actor or anything, or producer or anything. I'd want to be...
Like a
the
gopher.
Actual... fuck you. No, I'd want to be the director. I want to be behind the camera. I want to be the decision as far as how this movie's going to come out.
You like, can be like, hey, Ben Affleck, do that shit again, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
Because that's how I think every director talks to Ben Affleck. Even Ben Affleck.
He's telling himself what to do. Like goes behind the camera. Hey, Ben Affleck, do that shit, you motherfucker. Oh, all right.
All right. Thanks.
Like, I don't know. It's just, I think, for one, I think most directors nowadays are, they've gone retarded and can't do anything original anymore. Yeah. I mean, there's a few, but most of them have gone retarded. And, like, I don't know. Just for the longest time, like, since I've been watching movies, like, especially like horror movies and the darkness of it, like I like the aspect that directors bring to it because they can turn, you know, the audience, like, yes, they give credit to the actors, of course, you know, they have to bring the emotion and blah, 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 but the director's giving them that guidance saying, all right, you know, I need more tears or I need more fear in your eyes. And then, like I said, with the horror movies, I mean, the overlay of them, they're so dark and it's just like, they have to make it scary.
So you kind of want to be like a Rob Zombie type director.
Not necessarily, like, that is twisted.
Yeah, I know.
But not necessarily. I'm just saying, like, I like that aspect is, like, how they can take a movie and they can make you scared.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, oh, of course, like I said, give credit to the actors. They have to portray that fear, but the director's the one making it there. Like, he's like, okay, you're going to stand here. This thing's going to pop out here, and you need to act scared. And the, him putting that thing popping out there is what's going to scare the shit out of everybody watching it.
Exactly.
You know? Because the actors already know it's coming.
Speaking of horror movies, I just have to throw this in there. Have you noticed, like, the way horror movies have went? Like, nowadays, all horror movies are all, like, supernatural, like ghost or possessions or something like that. When we were kids, the horror movies were, hey, there's a guy chasing after you with a chainsaw, or there's a guy chasing after you with a machete, or it's haunting you, just some dude chasing after you that's going to kill you, which I'm kind of excited because they're getting ready to do another Chucky movie. Did you see that?
I did see that.
So I'm kind of excited they're going to bring back kind of like the old feel to it. That's why whenever they make a new Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie, I get kind of excited. Or
I haven't seen the new one yet.
Or like even like when they redid Friday the 13th, The Nightmare on Elm Street. Like, I was excited because it's bringing back, like, our old horror.
Yeah, yeah. It was definitely a different era for sure.
Okay. We'll move on to the next one. What profession would you not like to do?
Profession would I not like to do?
Mm-hmm.
I would not want to be a freaking stripper.
Really?
I would not do that shit.
So, like, you would rather clean out, like, fucking Porter John's than be a stripper?
Well, you put it that way, maybe not, but...
I'm just saying.
Like, I would not want to be a stripper, dude.
And you don't really have the body for it, either.
Whoa!
Maybe a couple more years in the gym.
Ouch, thanks. Thanks.
Hey, I just calls it like I see it. I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah, well, fuck you. I mean, you're just mad because people call me sexy, and they don't call you sexy.
I know, like I said, I'm jealous of you in your life. Okay, number 10.
Fuck you.
If heaven exists, which we both believe it does.
Yes, we do.
What would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the old pearly gates?
Welcome. Get in here. You come on in. You're good to go.
Or I'm gonna answer this for you. Hurry up before I change my mind.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. That's more something along, as long as it involves me going inside,
you're good.
I'm good to go. I'm good with it.
All right. Well, that's all 10 questions, Dan. You did perfect. Next time we'll get to me and we'll get to know me a little bit better.
I don't want to. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
No, I won't.
I love to get to know you, and I'm sure everyone listening Or would want to as well. Nobody, don't fuck my couch.
Nobody likes me. Nobody all right? likes me. Everybody's listening just because of you.
Sob story. Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. I guess I'll go eat worms.
Worms?
Have you never heard the song?
No.
Like the old school like thing parent. Like my mom used to sing that shit all the time.
That must be like some weird Minnesota thing.
Whoa. Whoa. Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Because I've never heard that my entire life.
It's like, I can't remember all of it, but like, I don't know. Anyway, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess that means we're wrapping it up. We're done.
Yeah. Do you want to close this out?
Sure. You know.
I brought the intro. You can bring the closing.
So
I'll start it and I'll tag you in type of thing.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know.
Like, I'll go talk to the chick and then you go in and close the deal.
She's gonna cut the balls. No, I was just kidding.
No, I'm going to talk for you.
Oh,
you know.
When have I ever had you do that? Never. I'm always your wingman.
I'm just throwing that out there, like
thing. All right. Well, yeah.
So kind of like I knock on the door and walk in through first, and then you come in after me.
I don't think that ever happens.
I'm just giving different types of scenarios on kind of like how this is working.
You, what the fuck, dude? Anyway, this guy's nuts, so we're ending it. And you can find us on Facebook, Twitter. We got a Vine. We don't have an Instagram. Maybe we should have one. I don't know.
It would be boring.
We can't. I mean, there's plenty of pictures. I mean,
now on Instagram they can do videos. They're longer than 6 seconds.
Oh really? Well, yeah, maybe we'll get an Instagram. 15. I don't know. But right now there's Vine, Twitter, Facebook.
Facebook, it's Oh Dear God. Twitter, it's Oh Dear God 13. Vine is also, I think, Oh Dear God 13.
Yep, should be. You know, just check it out. You know, it's fun. We're having fun. You can also email us, ohdeargod13@gmail.com.
That's it.
If you have any questions, anything you want to ask, or, you know, random shit you want us to talk about, that's fine too. Whatever, you can hit us up. And we'll answer back.
We like meeting new people, too. So if we're out, buy us some drinks, and we'll talk to you for half an hour about nothing.
About nothing. That's why we decided to do this, because we can sit here and talk about bullshit forever. You know, maybe email us. Maybe we'll have you as a guest. Who knows? You know, what could happen. It could be fun. So hit us up. Facebook, Vine, you know, Twitter.
Email.
Whatever. I'm still not on the Twitter account. You know, I don't do that, but I haven't got that far up into my social networking.
It took you like 7 years just to get a Facebook.
You know, I stayed loyal to MySpace, man. Loyal to MySpace. They had that music player.
Yeah.
So, we're going to close it out. So, holler. See you later.
See you next time. Get ready for the roof.